WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
That's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
He's a one-trick pony. One trick is all that horse can do. He does one trick.
Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where our producer just scared me into thinking it was porn music night. It may still be. Stay tuned. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Bow chicka wow wow.
I appreciate you've come to clean the pool, but I don't have a pool.
What about this pizza?
There's way too many places to go with that. If it wasn't Rock producing... I just completely go, but he clips.
Yeah.
There's only so far you can get away with. And the one clearing his throat, as you can hear in the back, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, you guys are learning about those clips, aren't you?
We've learned for a long time.
Yeah, well, that I don't think you've learned. I think you've known about it for a long time. But learning, I think, you know, probably take a little extra. A myriad of clips would prove my point.
Let's face it. A lot of them are very old clips, you will notice.
Let's face it, it's all of us. I'm including myself. It's going to get to the point almost immediately where he's just going to, like, just... take shit that we've already said and recorded, and he's going to, like, piece it all together out of context to make us seem like we're saying something we never actually said.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen stuff like that happen before, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not heard it. Seen it.
Seen it.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've actually, like, physically saw it happening. It was like in the sound control booth and the whole bit, you know, and it was just a complicated procedure and all that other stuff. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hopefully somebody's got a little bit of energy because mine sort of stayed at work. Didn't come home with me.
We can tell that by your very drone and almost monotone voice.
Well,
are we showing on Tuesday night?
I was about to say, hey, you know, it's not like it's a Tuesday night or anything. Come on now. But it could be close. Of course, no shots taken at anybody directly, right, Miss?
I don't give a shit. He can't say shit to me anymore.
I just opened up the door to see if he'd walk through, that's all. So, yeah, did anything happen this week in wrestling?
I have no idea because I spent my weekend watching Hong Kong movies and playing Mahjong.
Watching Hong Kong movies? Oh, my goodness. Are those, like, the dubbed ones where you see the guy talking a mile a minute?
No. Cantonese with subtitles.
Okay, Cantonese. Oh, subtitled movies. Okay, well, that's a little different, I guess. And I'm receiving text messages as we speak. Sorry about that, everybody. Anyway, there are a couple of things that we can talk about. Oh, Rock, that was just mean. Notice what you just said to Mace. That wasn't nice. It's funny. So, Farazet, Sheamus is injured and he's out for 4 to 6 months. What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
A ladder match happened.
He got beat up in a ladder match?
Supposedly.
And they say wrestling's fake. What's up with that? Well, that's kind of too bad. Now, how is this going to affect his current career with WWE?
He'll take time off, get healed, come back, get a push.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably what'll happen. I don't see his current position suffering any at all. Omega, have you got
any? Keep in mind, he's still a Triple H boy, so yeah, there is job security there.
Just
honestly, best thing that probably could have happened to him, because Sheamus has been stale as hell for a long time.
And a lot of people kind of sort of like looking at him as the same old, same old, and it was almost to the point where his matches were the bathroom break of the evening. I hate to say that, because I really want to like Sheamus, but when you get to be predictable and boring, it's hard to like you.
Why we're not on Tuesdays.
But think about it this way. When Sheamus' whole thing of, like, being advertised or whatever is 1-800-BROG. Need I say more? They just put him on the same... Yeah, they've run out of ideas. They put him on the same level as Mean Gene Oakland pimping the WCW hotline.
You gotta wonder if anybody in creative is like, oh god, I'm glad he's on the shelf for 6 months, so I don't have to think about anything to follow up 1-800-BROG with.
Pretty much.
No, you'd think there's one guy on the writing staff that'd go, what? I spent months thinking of that 1-800-BROG thing.
Stayed up all day, you know, ice packs on the head, working on it till 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you know, the whole bit, right? Meanwhile, I'm dealing with a laptop that refuses to stay turned on because it overheats. I hate this. You have a laptop that lasts and works really good for like a year and a half, and then all of a sudden, it starts overheating to the point where it shuts itself down all the time. You ever experience that?
It's called you need to clean out the internals before the thing catches fire.
Well, the internals are clean. That's just the problem.
If it's overheating, then there's obviously something wrong with the fan.
Quite possibly.
But then again, you know, it's probably a laptop that you picked up for $20 at a swap meet.
No, I paid $150 for it.
That's not exactly making your case any better, Tim.
Well, it was more than $120.
Yeah, but it's like saying, well, I didn't get it at a yard sale.
Well, I didn't. I got it off of Kijiji. And, you know, Kijiji is the most dependable, trustworthy website on the world. In the world.
Obviously, this great sidetracking shows how much shits we give about Sheamus.
Yeah, so we can move on and talk about something else, I suppose. This is going to make ravenous Randy Myers extremely happy. See No Evil 2 is going into production, and it's going to star Kane. Just like the first movie.
Yay.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. What Omega said.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. So I take it you're not looking forward to seeing this thing.
Who says wasn't I'm looking forward see to seeing No Evil 1.
Did anybody see No Evil 1 besides Ravenous Randy?
Where's Lindsay?
Who proclaimed it to be the best movie of all time right before he beat the crap out of somebody?
So
when that happened, I wasn't going to argue with
him. So just Ravenous Randy and Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay will watch it.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a review for your See No Evil 2, listen to the award-winning The Wreck Thursday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, so the reaction to another See No Evil movie is, oh my God, no.
There wasn't even a reaction.
There was a definite lack of reaction. This is what happens when we try to find news to talk about, and it's really fuck all to talk about.
Pretty much.
More or less. So, Mace, how was your week? Did you go to any Comic-Cons or anything? Did you get into a fight with PAX or whatever it is?
No, did you not hear what I said earlier? I was watching Hong Kong movies and playing Mahjong.
Well, I didn't realize that you spent the entire week doing that. I thought it was just like a day.
Well, it was most of the weekend, but other activities involved eating food and like going out to friends' places and, you know, having one of them social life things that I keep hearing about.
There you go. Yeah, no, food's a good thing to have. I actually got creative in the kitchen the other day and I made my own homemade fruit roll-ups just for the hell of it. Turned out too. It was really good. Only took 8 hours.
Only.
Just thought I'd share. Well, what you gotta do is like you get like your fruit and you gotta turn it into mush and put it on a cookie sheet and you put it in the oven and essentially you're turning your oven into a dehydrator so you don't turn it up any higher than 170 degrees Fahrenheit. That's why it takes out 8 hours.
You know, time I'm sure you could have just driven to the store.
Yeah, but look at all the money I wasted burning natural gas. Anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd share. But apparently Steve Austin has been yapping about how wrestling has changed, calling it a different game up there, and these kids aren't getting enough time to tell the whole story. Excuse me, where have we heard that before?
Gee.
I wonder. Haven't we just been complaining about that since 2005?
We've been complaining about a lot since 2005.
Yeah, I was going to say if not earlier. So, but he's talking about everything inside the ring is at a more accelerated pace, and what comes with that is not total selling of everything that you can sell. You try to do something to elicit a response, and then you got to move right on without waiting for the response. All of this stuff is stuff that we've been talking about for years on end. It's to me, it's surprising that it took a former professional wrestler this long to say something about it.
Yeah, but you got to remember, a lot of the former professional wrestlers don't have the leeway of freedom of speech that Steve does.
Yes, this is true. Even the retired ones have to be careful about some of the things they say.
Because the retired ones like to try and suck up to Uncle Vince so they can get a paycheck.
Whereas Austin's like, fuck y'all. Yeah.
Whereas Austin's like, yeah, Vince comes begging to me, so I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
So, who's in the Expendables, bitch? Fuck off.
Yeah, it sucked that he died in Expendables. What they should do for the Expendables 3 is bring him back as his own twin brother.
Why not? It would be a horrible, horrible 80s cliche, and it would work.
That's why it would work.
Yeah.
Because it's the Expendables. Now, I've actually heard rumors that they were toying with the idea of doing that with Van Damme because they didn't really get enough out of Van Damme in the second movie.
They should do them both.
Yeah. Mind you, I still want to see, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Rob Van Damme.
Van Damme versus Van Damme. Hell in a Cell.
I'd fucking buy it.
That'd be interesting as all get out. You see, I think that TNA missed a hell of a marketing opportunity right there. They could have gotten into cahoots with the studios to help promote the Expendables 2, you know. Had, of course, there's no way in hell they could have afforded it, but would it have affected their ratings positively or negatively to have Jean-Claude show up to confront Rob?
Could they afford it?
The only problem is when Jean-Claude cuts a promo, you need subtitles.
Yeah, his English not too good. Oh, I see Michael's in the chat room, Michael Peterson, a longtime, loyal, faithful listener, who's actually staying up really late. I think it's like 4 o'clock in the morning where he is over in Switzerland or Swedenland or something like that, over there listening to us. I just want to say 6 days early, because we won't be on the air next Saturday night. Rock will be, but we won't. Happy early birthday to Michael Peterson. Just thought I'd throw that out there because it's a nice thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And to get back onto the topic with what Steve's saying is, like, wrestling doesn't seem to be a high priority in the WWE product. A shock.
Well,
and I especially love the line there. Everybody seems to be coming from the same camp these days.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you go and retrain everybody when they hit your developmental territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, because guess what? Everyone is from the same camp.
It's pretty much almost cookie cutter. I mean, they've done a few things this year that have broken that mold. Thank you very much to the Shield and the Wyatts.
Well, but you're talking about personalities.
Steve's not talking about gimmicks, though. He's talking about the way the actual wrestling is done.
Yeah, because it's everyone basically has the same loops of punches, basic kicks, throws to the rope, and all that. The only distinction they have between them are their signatures. You know, just those moves they like to pull out every now and then. There's no real distinct flavor between them. Like when you have someone like Rob Van Dam in the WWE. He stands out right now because his entire offense is kick-based. Mm-hmm. So, his matches are going to be like, oh my God, he's actually doing something different than the rest. This is actually different. I can tell his style from anyone else's.
Is this why everybody is so enamored right now with Daniel Bryan?
Well, Daniel kind of turned himself into a little bit of a spot monkey because every one of his moves he does a lot, and they are all really big moves.
Yeah, of course, coming from ROH, that's been known to be a little bit of a spot fest place sometimes.
I'm still upset he's only broken out cattle mutilation once.
Saving it for a special occasion, maybe against John Cena at SummerSlam. What do you think?
I hope so. It'd be cool.
I think that'd be damn good.
Because, hey, it's a decent-looking submission. And, hey, it's not borrowed from somebody else. Just saying.
When you bring up he's only done cattle mutilation once, I'm wondering if he's got some kind of edict not to use it.
Well, I think that kind of cut the legs off of it, well, so to speak.
More or less.
When Matt Stryker announced it by that name on TV, mm-hmm. as soon as he put it on, it's like, we really can't call it cattle mutilation on PG programming.
Yeah, it's just not right, is it?
No.
It might upset some kiddies' parents. Oh, my God. Parents today are just so weird. I take it you agree.
I have such disdain for the soccer mom generation.
Oh, God. Well, you know, here it is. When I was a little kid growing up, 7 years old, I could hop on my bike and ride to the convenience store down the street, around the corner, and up the alley by myself. And then come home and be all safe. And, you know, nowadays, kids can't be allowed out of the parent's sight for more than 30 seconds. You ask them why. He says, because we're afraid of them being adopted. But you stop and you think about it. When I was a kid... And don't make any dinosaur jokes right now, because I'm trying to be serious. But when I was a young fella, it was a case of abductions, child or otherwise, were a lot higher than they have been in 15 years. Things are more safe today, but people are saying that it's scarier out there. How can it be scarier out there if there's less, you know, statistically speaking?
Mace's,
thank you very much.
Mace's tongue is now bleeding.
Yes, it probably is, and I'm thanking him very much for mouth mutilation.
It wasn't that long ago. Even when I was a kid, you know, I could bike around my entire neighborhood, and no one batted an eye.
Well, yeah, but you're officially old too now.
Fuck off!
I'm sorry.
You are not allowed to say that. You are.
Oh no! Yes, I am, because I get to welcome you into the brotherhood.
No.
So there. Anyway, you were biking around the neighborhood.
Well, I could bike around my neighborhood, and no one was like, I didn't have to check in on a cell phone every 2 minutes.
They had cell phones back then?
It's figurative.
Okay.
There was no, like, as long as I was home by a certain time, don't care.
Yeah, my rules were, in the summertime, as soon as the streetlights come on, you get your ass home or else.
And you know what? I could play Mortal Kombat without the media thinking I'm going to be the next serial killer.
Yeah. You know, and that just raises a whole other topic of discussion for me. Violent video games, professional wrestling shows, anything like that. Is that going to cause somebody watching it to, like, snap and pull a, pardon me and I apologize in advance, but to pull a Columbine?
No.
Thank you.
Fucking hell no. The violent video game thing, that was just bullshit scapegoating because the parent didn't want to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry you didn't raise your child to understand the importance between life and death and what it is, you know, to actually treat another human being like a fucking human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the video game didn't do it. You know what? Columbine was blamed on Doom. Well, yep. 10 million people had played Doom by then. Two took up guns and went to shoot their school. One in 5 million? Okay, I'm pretty sure you have a better link with Domino's Pizza than that. But
Domino's
no one blames
pizza
the pizza.
Causes serial killing. News at 11. Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Probably not.
I almost want to know what the jokes were Mace was trying not to say, but I don't want to hear them.
I can make them.
No. I don't want you doing it either. Bite your tongue, Omega. Make it bleed.
No, because at this point, you've got no one left.
Well, we can keep just, like, you know, staying off the rails here or get back to talking wrestling. I don't know.
Well, how about this? Take a break.
Come back. Talk wrestling.
How does that sound?
Well, we could launch into part one of our SummerSlam preview on the other side of this first little time out of the evening. Everybody, you're listening to Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
It started as a ride on the short bus.
Today on, well, yeah, right now on a subject of matter is, as McConnell liked to say, bitches.
Bitches.
And it's turned into the worldwide phenomenon known as your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night.
If I can find out how to record shit on my phone while I'm in the middle of plowing, I'll just go, yay, listen to CB Radio.
On October 20th, the biggest milestone since the night Big Daddy Ace threw up on the air is reached.
You know, it sucks. I want to throw up, but I don't think I can.
Keep in mind, well, this is all for you.
It's the 300th
episode of CB Radio.
Let's look out. Do I see my shadow? Oh, look! It's 4 billion years of awesome radio!
Join us for all the weird.
The plan is that now you're getting dragged into it. You and Rob are going to come up to my place in North Carolina, and we're going to have one big drunken episode.
Whoa, we don't swing that way, dude.
Not like that.
No spooning involved.
We're all wearing shoes, jackass.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Wacky.
So, shouldn't, like, well, midget porn be half off?
You know, actually they say it's double.
Yeah, that's an exotic right there.
I'd have to argue with that, though. I'm like, well, it's only half a woman, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you can fit more midgets on a string than you can full-grown people.
And the unusual.
And apparently nudity is allowed if you're a female. So we don't want any male genitalia.
But it took me a long time to actually paint your face. That part of the cost is the role play.
Oh, right.
Batman and the Joker. I still can't get the green paint out of my snatch.
For the 300th
episode of CB Radio, Saturday night,
October 5th,
live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas with Big Daddy Ace, Sir Rockin', Subway was on, Rob Parker was on, DP was on for a little bit, William McConnell was here for a short while, then he decided to fucking... You know what? Me and Rob Parks are all hammered. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand!
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where I am beginning to understand why certain individuals are picking their own music instead of leaving it up to the producer. Cheap Shot. I know, that was the SummerSlam song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're that saying was... that like we actually had a choice in what goes on this program.
Exactly. I shouldn't mislead people. That would be wrong, and I might be called a scammer and con artist.
Scammer, con artist.
But you are.
Well, no, I'm not.
Tim's from Nigeria?
I've never been to Nigeria. But I'm getting sick and tired of waiting for that 37 million euros that I apparently won. Or was left to me as a beneficiary for somebody that I've never met. Does that make sense?
No, it's a fascinating what you learn. I never knew Nigeria had so many kings.
Or so much money. I thought that it was a poor country.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm just impressed as hell. But anyway, yeah, let's take a look at SummerSlam coming up next Sunday night, which actually makes us wind up having to start an hour later next week, everybody. Make a note in your day timers that we will be on at 11 o'clock Eastern, immediately following SummerSlam, to, you know, check it out. Don't we have, like, that pick'em this week starting? Do we have a prize or anything like that, Mr. Producer Person?
I'm not sure yet, and you're doing picks after the preview, if you could.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. That was just a really drawn-out way of coming around to finding out if we have a prize giveaway for the winner this time around.
I don't know yet. We'll find out.
We'll find out later on this week. Anyway, yeah, that's coming up. But right now, we're just going to take a preview, take a look at what we can, what we expect to expect and what we hope to expect, and maybe compare and contrast the two of them. Yeah, I saw that, Mace. That was, yeah. That link. Anyway, why don't we take a look at the World Heavyweight Championship match? We got Alberto Del Rio versus Christian. Let's, start off with, Omega. And what's your thoughts on, going into this match?
I believe that was, I'm going to throw my microphone on the ground in disgust.
No, that was random box falling.
Oh. You have ghosts.
Yeah, apparently so.
Who aren't Christian... really happy with Alberto Del Rio either.
No. it's the ghost of Ricardo's career.
Oh. Bazinga.
I don't mind it. You know, it's kind of a slap together match because my brain is still going. Shouldn't Dolph be feuding for this?
Yeah, you would think so, hey?
I would think so, yeah. But you know, it would be nice if they actually used a little bit of history here. Say, hey, the first time we met, it was in a ladder match, and I took this belt.
Mm-hmm.
So. But that would require remembering things that happened a few years ago, and I don't really have that much faith.
In the audience or WWE or both?
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you very much for that. Any chance Christian takes the title off of Alberto?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit deeper in a little bit. Mace, what do you see going into this match yourself?
My powers of perception foresee people going to hot dog vendors, lines at the bathroom, and absolutely no crowd reaction whatsoever.
Okay.
Well, you asked.
I did. mea culpa. Mea culpa. I asked you. Okay, so Alberto retains, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the only time you're going to hear the crowd do anything, because they're going to boo the shit out of it.
Which is fine by me, but the thing is it going to be a good boo that you want, the kind of boo you want, or the kind of boo you think you want but don't really want? That's the question.
It's the kind of boo of, we want to see Christian win, boo Del Rio, we actually hate you.
There you go.
X-Pac hate.
Yeah, where's Ricardo? We want Ricardo. That's what I want to hear chanted on Sunday.
He's fucking dead.
Well, after all
Monday.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I expect to see Ricardo get involved in this somehow, and Alberto winds up retaining the title just because Ricardo interferes and fucks things up. But, you know, that's for the predictions when we get there. I'm pretty much expecting the crowd being way behind Christian, big time, and booing Alberto and not really caring overall the outcome, unless Christian wins, and then that'll just knock the roof off for like 3 seconds, I figure. But, yeah, so there's that one. Not really looking forward to it, I think, is the collective right here on WTR. Coming up, though, we got Dolph Ziggler teaming up with Caitlin to take on Big E and AJ. And I don't know about you guys, but I kind of sort of am interested in this particular matchup.
It looks interesting on paper. It really does, especially with the good work that AJ and Caitlin can put in against each other, as we've seen recently.
Yeah.
But something in the back of my mind is sitting there going, this isn't going to be as good as you think it is.
It's really hard to say that, because it's AJ, our favorite diva. She's
our favorite
bitch.
Let's face, come on, use the word. She's our favorite bitch.
No.
She's a bitch.
No,
she's
no.
She's our Layla favorite crazy
is a,
little
no.
Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
No, Layla is the C word you can't say in Canada. Okay, you guys just made me feel like I overstepped my bounds or something like that.
No, AJ is our favorite little Looney Tune.
Uh-huh.
She's fine. And she's up against someone who she has good matches with. Okay.
She's the one who followed the red brick road instead of the yellow brick road.
Sure.
Okay, well.
Let's go with that.
I'll explain that later. Go ahead.
You know, Big E puts on fine matches. Nothing wrong with that. Dolph Ziggler, he's fucking Gumby in that ring. You know, if he puts on a bad match, it's never his fault.
Generally, you're correct. Yeah. I have to tell you.
There's something weird. It's like all the elements here sound fine.
Yeah.
But there's just something to it that, I don't know, it just throws me.
I think
not,
what
not
it is.
What it is.
Yeah, I think what it is we have faith in Caitlin, we've got faith in AJ, we've got faith in the two of them together. We've got faith in Dolph because of the track record and what we've seen, and everybody wants to love Dolph, and everybody wants him to be super faced, win the title, and rave for 6 months until they decide that they've had it with him and they want a new champion and blah, 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 which, you know, that happens. I've got to say that even though we think that he's going to be good, we've seen a little bit from him. We haven't seen enough to have our confidence boosted in Big E. And I think the fact that it's Big E with AJ against Dolph with Caitlin is causing the hesitation simply because we think he can do it, but we're not positive and we're not sure and we're worried about, that wasn't anywhere near as good as we were expecting it to be, which is putting it politely as I can.
Not so much. Like, okay, once again, being one of the only guys on this network who has seen NXT, I've seen Big E work against guys of Ziggler's size, speed, and everything else.
Yep.
He does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Omega's got it right. It's all the components for a really good match are there, but there's something about that combination of elements that's making us go, this could be awesome, or this could be really, really bad, but
yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can quantify at all.
Yeah, it's one of those reactions of, you know, I really like fish and I really like chocolate. Maybe they won't work together, though.
Yeah. You know, there are things that do go well and there are things that don't go well. I'm thinking that this is reminding me a little bit of these big Hollywood movies that should have done well but didn't. and they didn't simply because of a lack of chemistry. Is there a lack of chemistry with all four of these people? Like, two of them have chemistry, the other two of them have chemistry, a third set of two have chemistry. Do the fourth set of two have any chemistry at all? AJ's got chemistry with Dolph. She's got chemistry with Big E. She's got chemistry with Caitlin. You understand what I'm talking about?
But you got to remember, this is a WWE mixed tag match.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have Big E and Dolph, or you're going to have Caitlin and AJ. Like, you might get a small moment where AJ jumps on Ziggler and tries to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
To no effect whatsoever. But, yeah, it's like, I still can't work out what the issue is. And as much as I could love to sit here all day and try and analyze every last little bit to try and work out what it is, but it's going to be that thing that's going to be sitting in the corner, you know, it's that object in the corner of your peripheral that disappears when you try to look at it.
I think part of it is the fact that even though all the elements look good, this match is still something of a mongrel. Because Caitlin and AJ have had feuds, fine. Okay, Dolph and Big E were, you know, supposedly feuding. You know, and that's all well and good. However, it still feels like two matches thrown together, because that's exactly mm-hmm. what it is. And I think that's what's throwing it off for me.
Okay. So basically, we're looking at this. This could be a huge hit or one hell of a swing and a miss. And we're kind of worried that it might be the swing and the miss.
Yes. We're worried it could be the swing and the miss, but at the same time, we're hoping it's the big knock it out of the park.
Cautiously optimistic, but pessimistically practical.
Something along those lines.
That was rather illusory. Yeah, okay. So there it is. Don't even tell me who you think is going to win yet. But that's what we're expecting in that one. excuse me. We got the Ring of Fire, Kane versus Bray Wyatt.
This match better come with a Johnny Cash song.
You'd almost want it to, don't you? Just because of the Ring of Fire, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this. I mean, we know what Kane's capable of. If you've watched NXT, Mace, you know what the Wyatts are capable of. How do you see this one?
This is going to be interesting because Kane's going to be the aggressor in this, and Wyatt's just going to sit there, take it, and go, come on, is that all you've got? He's going to sit there and antagonize Kane while getting the beating.
Like pushing him over the edge, practically.
Yeah. So it's going to be this is going to be interesting psychology wise if done right.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's going to be an absolute fucking clusterfuck because of WWE pulling the strings.
I love your optimism and stuff. And your faith. But. Yeah, I just really want this to be a very creepy match.
It, by all accounts, should be a very creepy match.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to go that way, it's another story altogether.
Well, here it is. Okay, right now I'm expecting the creep level to be a little higher than normal. How disappointed, because I'm not the only one, how disappointed are people going to be if it doesn't live up to our collective expectations?
It's going to be a WWE pay-per-view.
Omega?
To be fair, I think our expectations are always a little bit higher than they should be.
With everything? Come on. I don't think with everything. I mean, we've been pretty down on a bunch of stuff and have been surprised. I mean, let's face it. We actually saw John Cena have a good match this year so far. That did surprise us, collectively. Anyway, how are you expecting this to go, Omega?
Actually, my mind just blurred. Where are we?
Kane versus Bray Wyatt.
All right.
The creepy factor. Yeah, the creepy factor.
Page 26, paragraph 3.
Page 26, paragraph 3. Okay.
Subsection J.
Are we looking for a clause to get a title back?
Not yet.
Okay. You know, here's the thing. It's another one of those what if scenarios. I have not seen Bray Wyatt in action since Husky Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't have anything to gauge that by. As far as I know, they haven't worked any matches together.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to work in the ring together. And then there's the whole, well, it's an Inferno match without the interesting part. So now it's just, you know, now it's just a few gas lines strewn about the ring.
Well, just make it creepy and we'll be happy.
It seems to be the idea. Oh. It's going to create some great visuals.
Yeah.
I just hope he takes off that shirt before he gets in the ring, because that thing will catch in a heartbeat.
Just like that, like a shot, yeah. Unless he throws soaks it in flame retardant before he comes out, he might have a chance. But even then, that ring of fire dries you out really quickly if you're in the middle of it.
I just want to see Kane thrown towards the fire by his beard.
Anyway, yeah. The next match is one that I'm actually really interested in seeing. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow. Omega.
This should be better than a lot of people are probably going to give it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I thought the whole... I thought the angle building this up was good until they brought out the beat-up briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Which somehow got seaweed inside of it and was still wet as if it had come out of the harbor 10 minutes before they actually got to the ring.
Well, he could have kept it in one of a massive, big-ass Ziploc bag, right?
He would have had to have kept it in a fish tank. Because they're a long way from where they threw it.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
This would have been such a better angle. It's like, well, I threw the briefcase, but here's the contract. Come get it. But no, that would have been logical.
Yeah, now, as far as the seaweed in there, I have to tell you that, yeah, that makes sense if there's seaweed in the Gulf of Mexico for it to be in the briefcase. Because the briefcase was malformed and not sealed properly. And there were gaping openings around the seal because of it being deformed. So I'm calling you on the seaweed thing. The rest of it, I can't back it up. No matter how hard I try. I do like the chiseled leather Money in the Bank briefcase, though.
Yeah, because that's very Damien.
Yep, exactly.
Very professional. Yeah. Very dignified.
Yeah. So, Mace, do you see this as the potential match of the night?
It has potential, yes.
Yeah.
Match of the night potential? Not as much as I'd think.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's got the possibility, but I got a feeling it'd be overshadowed by the mixed tag team match if that actually works.
Okay. So we've got two potential competitors, in our opinion, for a match of the night, because I'm agreeing with you. What about you, Omega? You agree with us?
I don't know if it's match of the night.
No.
It has the potential. It has the potential to be a runaway match.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But Mace is right. I mean, you have the AJ and Ziggler factor in the mix tag.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really hard to dispute that, because
against a big powerhouse like Big E, Dolph is going to be bouncing around like a goddamn Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, I'm still looking forward to both of these anyway. Next up, let's take a look at CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. The Best versus the Beast. Brock Smash. You know, he's got the sideburns, and the only thing he's missing are the adamantium claws. CM Punk. This is going to be, I think, in my opinion, one of those guilty admission matches where you're going to watch it and you're going to get into it, but you're going to hate to actually admit to anybody, whether it was really good or really bad, that you actually paid attention to. This is what I'm thinking.
This would be like being in ancient Rome and watching the Christians being thrown to the lions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy the carnage, but at the end, you're going to be left with the, ooh, I shouldn't have watched that.
Yeah. You know, you got exactly what I was talking about. What about you, Omega?
I'm very much against throwing Christians to the lions.
Well, that's only because you're Christian.
Really? I've got a world title match?
No, you're a Christian. You're Christian. You're not Christian.
Okay, Tim, you are really starting to confuse me right now.
Well, you must be blonde.
No.
You must be if you're confused by that. Anyway, come on, what are you expecting? Brock Lesnar's in this thing.
Yeah.
And now, here it is. People get down on Brock Lesnar because, well, he's Brock Lesnar. Let's face it, you should be down on Brock Lesnar because he's a bit of an a-hole for some of the things that he's done in his personal and professional life and some of the things that he's done to previous present employers or their sponsors. But...
Okay. Brock Lesnar, the businessman, Brock Lesnar, person, dick, pure
Thank
and simple.
You. Yes.
Brock Lesnar, the fighter slash wrestler slash entertainer,
yep,
is always good to watch.
I mean, come on, how many big men that big you know could do a shooting star press? Now, I'm not talking about just the one time where he did.
Not Brock.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not talking about the one time he didn't land it on his head because he's done it like 1,000 times. Safely well, before that.
He's done it 1,000 times in matches that went like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know.
They give him a 20-minute match at WrestleMania, and he's going to be a little tired.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's just one little thing. I mean, the guy, he's got size. He's got the bulk. He's also got, I don't know, I don't believe I'm going to say this, a less limited repertoire than John Cena.
I will say, the MMA since he left to go off to play football, because that went so well.
Oh, that was great, yeah.
It gives him that thing that Austin says is lacking. It does give him a different feel in the ring than a bunch of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going for MMA holds and strikes, and it looks very different. He's got a very distinct style now.
Yeah. But, you know, the bottom line, it's Brock Lesnar. You know what to expect. So what are you going to say about it, right? And, of course, we've also on the other side, we've got CM Punk. And we know what to expect with Punk. I can't see this as being an absolute bed shitter of a match, guys.
It's not going to be a bad match because, I will be fair, Brock is at least entertaining to watch in the ring. And it's CM Punk.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of those guys that could, they say he could wrestle a broom and make a good match out of it. CM Punk could wrestle the fucking dustpan and make a good match.
He could wrestle the dust.
Well, if we ever put him in the ring with Hulk Hogan, we'll see.
Oh. That was kind of a cheap shot. Very well done. Very well done. But yeah, it's just I've read on the internet, and of course, again, it comes to, it's the cool thing to do. Let's bash Brock, right? And people are expecting, you know, they're talking about how this match is going to shit the bed. And I get in the feeling that even if it doesn't shit the bed, they're going to say that anyway, just because it's Brock Lesnar. They're not going to give him a fair chance.
I miss the days when they actually let Brock do a little bit more than hit things.
Mm-hmm.
I really miss, like, the days of his angle with Kurt Angle.
His angle with Angle? Yep.
His angle with Angle, and then Christian.
Who's on first? Yeah.
But I miss those days when it's like, you know, they're playing up this buddy angle because they're both faces at the time, and it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you believe that these are just like two buddies that they just happened to have a match, you know, and that was the, you know, and somehow it built.
They built pretty
well.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they just bring him in to be a dick, and he's, you know, proven that he's a dick in real life. You know, on a, like May says, on a personal and a business level. So he might as well play a dick on TV.
Well, they do say the best gimmicks are the ones that are you just exaggerated.
Yeah.
And luckily, he doesn't have to exaggerate.
Plus, you got to think about it at this stage. Do you really need Brock to do any more than Brock Smash?
If he's not working a full-time schedule and he's not there for, you know, at least every Monday night show, no. You don't need him to be any more than Brock Smash.
Yeah. To borrow a term that Mace probably knows pretty well, Brock is the oncoming storm. That's all. That's.
Excuse me while I laugh for 5 minutes straight.
Okay, for those of you who don't get it, that's a geek reference.
He should be that terrifying thing in the distance, and as soon as you see it on the horizon, there should be dread. You know, as soon as that music hits, you'd know something is getting destroyed.
You know, it's a case of he comes out and there should be some Japanese guy staring at him, pointing, Godzilla! I'm just saying.
No, Godzilla's got a better win-loss ratio.
Ooh.
That's the one thing I can fault Brock on so far. He loses a little too much for something that's supposed to just come out and break shit.
You've got a point. You do have a point. Well, my point is, don't go into this, watching this match with a closed mind, people. And keep an open mind, and Brock, oh my god. Good one, Mace. Anyway,
I'm sorry, that's all I could hear in my head after that comment by Omega.
Yeah. Oh god.
Brock timey whiny.
You guys are just a little too geeky sometimes, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just calling it the way it is. Anyway, yeah, I hate to admit this, but I'm kind of looking forward to the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan, John Cena.
I hate to admit it. I'm actually going to look forward to this as well. I'm not going to look forward to the ending. I'm going to look forward to most of the match, though.
You figure that Cena's going to, like...
Yeah, let's face it, it's fucking Superman.
There you go. Kind of hard to argue that one, Omega.
And you're also going to have Vince interfere to make sure that it happens that way.
Yeah.
Vince is going to come interfere, but Daniel's going to overcome it. He's going to get the pinfall, and then Orton's music will hit.
Oh, you figure Daniel Bryan will be the next lucky 5-minute winner?
I'm thinking that, yes.
They're looking to break his 18-second match record.
they're looking to make Orton the most hated man in the room, and to take the to dick over Daniel Bryan like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, as you know, somebody as heavily involved in you know, as close to booking a show as I am, I have to say that, okay, sure, it's a dick move. It really gets Randy over as a heel. Think about it. Not a bad idea. What did you just do? You just gave your fans 3.5 to 4 months of Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan culminating in a blow-off match at your next big pay-per-view down the road a couple months from now. Now, as a fan, I understand how that's going to piss a lot of people off if it happens. But I don't think it's going to piss people off in a bad way if it does happen. Mace, you kind of sort of have to look at it from both sides every now and then. You back me up on this?
No, I don't.
Well, you used to.
No, I don't.
You used to.
I used to.
You used to,
but not anymore.
Well, okay. Well, the point is, you used to have to.
Don't want to. Don't have to if I don't want
to. You're not going to try to even back me up on this?
No.
I think you're not backing me up just because it's me that needs the backup here.
You are correct, sir.
I knew it. You are Spud Jr.
No, Spug Jr. is in a... is at Spug's house.
Halfway through, just did not know where to go with that.
No, I was trying to work out the right phrasing.
Spug Jr.'s in his crib sleeping, shut up.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go. There's your correct phrasing. But no, seriously, you know, all farting around aside. It opens up a lot of possibilities, you know what I mean?
No, because I wasn't listening anyway.
Thanks for that. Omega?
What?
That does it. I'm going to stop talking right now. Let you guys talk. I'm going to ignore you both. This is me not paying attention to anything that you guys are doing.
Proctor who? I can't get over that going only because I watched the episode the other night and I'm reimagining the entire scene with Matt Smith replaced by Brock Lesnar and just, oh my god, the comedy.
And the new song, Proctor Who.
No, you don't even need to change the song or anything.
Well,
it just works so well.
It's just Brock Lesnar in a bow tie and fez.
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's comedy right there. He doesn't have to do a goddamn thing. Just show up in the bow tie and fez.
Oh. Rock Photoshop.
Okay, Mace reluctantly admitted Omega. How about you? Are you going to reluctantly admit that you're kind of sort of anticipating this most of this match?
You know what?
Why? Tell us. Why?
I just got it.
Uh-oh.
Most of SummerSlam is revolving in my faith in half of the matches.
Okay.
It's my faith in AJ and Ziggler in the mixed tag. It is my faith in Daniel Bryan. It is my faith in CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
I know these matches will not completely suck because those people are in them.
Your faith in Christian.
You're baiting me.
I am. Well, I'm not going to say that, what some people might be thinking, or at least hoping I say for a clip, so Kane Kittens can forget it.
But that really is what it's down to. It's like, the matches on the card, half of it has my confidence. It's the other half that's the question mark in my mind.
Okay.
So,
So
you'll know I haven't actually answered your question yet.
I know. And I was about to say, you're basically going to be watching SummerSlam fearfully hopeful.
You know, you know what? It is a reluctant admittance, but yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the main event.
We finally got it out of you. And the producer returns just in time. Now, we can take another break right now, or we can do SummerSlam predictions and then take a break. I vote break. What do you guys think?
Proctor who?
Yep. So that means we're taking our time out, everybody. Set the time out of the game. Don't forget, on the other side of the commercial break, we play WTR Pick'em. Get ready to choose who you think's going to win the matches. Play along with us. Kane Kittens will be taking care of who picks what and all this other crap. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 20 minutes.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Spud. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome! The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Once in a while, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are asked to fill in the blank.
No, this is the one where everyone's supposed to pick something emo and then they go with something completely opposite. A dollop of sour cream, a sausage festival, South Korea, bedwetting, puberty.
And when we fill in the blank, you never know exactly what we might say.
The new high school mascot is Man Meat.
Me!
Kids with ass cancer, the taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge, or clown stripper. God, you people are all fucked up.
I'm just wondering how you make a costume for any of these.
What is the uncontrollable gas?
Here comes all the evil.
By the laughs, I can already tell I hate you all. A bag of magic beans, John Madden, anything to Tom Cruise, and Lord Jack Fantasy.
Wait, what was the third one?
John Madden.
No, that was number two. What was number three?
Tom Cruise.
No, what's in between John Madden and Tom Cruise?
You tell me, Rock. Tell me, what's between John Madden and Tom Cruise?
You're the czar, so tell me.
There's none of that.
Oh, my God.
This is fantastic.
I didn't know Tom Cruise and John Madden knew each other that well.
Join us for Cards Against Humanity when the clock strikes evil. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
My life for estrogen. My life for a sassy black woman. My life for African children. My life for sex. My life for that ass. My life for sex. There.
You said that so defeated.
My life first back!
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And this is where we tell you, get ready. We're going to play Pick 'em. I don't know. Is Kane Kittens even in the chat room tonight? I don't think he is. But he'll be catching the archives and doing all this other stuff. And he'll be recording your picks. Okay, don't worry. You can get your predictions to us on our Facebook page. You can tweet them. You can even email them, Rock.
Oh, this is where I'm supposed to talk and promote that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Send them to media at wildtalkradio.com, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network, or twitter.com/wildtalkradio.
There you go. Absolutely. And you've got until...
Sunday at 5 p.m.
Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to figure that out if you don't live in the Eastern time zone.
Actually, let's make it 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Just to screw everybody up. 4 p.m. Eastern to get your final picks in or changes. We'll accept changes to your picks.
Changes up till Saturday night.
Yeah. Lindsay will pick during the rack. Rock, are you going to pick tonight or and then change them on the rack or
no,
what?
No. I'm going to save them mine for the rack. Because that way we don't have two copies of the picks, and then you go, oh, you should stay with this set and that set, you know.
Well, it just doesn't make sense, like, for him to record it twice, because then, you know, that's just bullshit. Anyway, that is beside the point. Let's get into Pick'em, and we'll start with World Heavyweight Championship. Del Rio versus Christian Omega.
Well, I hate to go against my faith, but...
Dun, 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 dun.
Del Rio.
There you go. Okay, Mace.
El Bordo.
All right, I'm going to buck the trend and I'm going to pick Christian. Just for shits and giggles. Ziggler and Caitlin versus Big E and AJ. Mace.
AJ and Big E.
Ooh, okay. Omega.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Well, as much as I want to, I can't disagree. I'm going to have to say AJ and Big E through chicanery and devious methods. Next match is Kane versus Bray Wyatt, Omega.
Yeah, Wyatt kind of has to win this. You can't debut something like Bray Wyatt with as much build-up as him. His first match, no. Yeah.
He
can't.
I'm picking Bray Wyatt as well. I mean, it would absolutely be character suicide if he loses. Mace.
I'll go with Bray Wyatt. But he's going to cop a big-ass beating to get that win.
And love every second of it, I think. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow. Damian Sandow. Who do you pick, Mace?
Cody Rhodes.
Ooh. How about you, Omega?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
This really could go either way, and actually, I'm going to go Cody on this.
Wow, okay. CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. Pick it, Omega.
Oh, God.
Help me.
This one is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brock really does need more wins, but... I'm going to say CM Punk, but it is not clean.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably... I would actually call for a... I almost call a DQ ending for interference.
Okay. Mace?
Brock Lesnar by referee stoppage.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I'm picking Brock Lesnar thanks to interference from both Heyman and Curtis Axel. Which will lead to setting up a rematch between these two in 2 months or 3 months or whatever. Ugh. I hate looking at this WWE championship for Pick'em. I'm going to go out on a limb and pick Daniel Bryan, guys. Mace?
Yeah, I'll go Bryan. Or more specifically, should probably go Randy Orton for this one. But for the initial match, yes, Daniel Bryan.
Okay, Omega.
Yeah, Randy Orton via Daniel Bryan.
Okay, so you're picking Daniel Bryan. All right, now...
Basically, I'm picking Cena to lose everything.
There you go. Okay, now, there is no tiebreaker listed, so I'm going to throw in the tiebreaker. And you both pretty much have already answered this tiebreaker anyway. Does Randy Orton cash in?
It's not much of a tiebreaker, is it?
There you go. I say no. And it's not just because you two jokers said yes, or saying yes. I say no, and I've got my reasons.
And your reasons are?
My own, thank you.
You say you have reasons, and then you don't say reasons.
I've got reasons. I have reasons that will clearly come to light next time on Wild Talk Radio after we've seen this, and
I'll
I can make it up.
I'll explain my reasons after it, you know, happens or doesn't happen.
That's not how it works, Tim. You gotta have a reason.
Wow.
You gotta have a reason, Tim. Come on.
Because it's too soon to
politician.
Cash it in. Yeah, because it's too soon for him to cash it in.
So this is coming from
Kane cashed his in the same night last year.
I know.
And,
this
John
is why
Cena
I'm saying it's too soon for him to cash it in.
John Cena cashed in 2 weeks after he won his, so this is over
and
a
lost.
Month. Yeah. So yeah. As a booker, or is this you as a fan?
A little bit of both. I mean, as a booker, I can see the logic and where it would make sense for him to cash it in. But at the same time, I would be like, no, we're going to hold off on that because we got other things that we can do. As a fan, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan win the title just to lose it immediately afterwards. I mean, he got screwed out of the last time he held a championship.
I don't, 4 month title reign is not being screwed, but okay.
Well, he got screwed with a, 19-second match is what I'm talking about.
And then had the biggest rise of his career since.
I know.
So I wouldn't consider that being screwed.
Well, you got screwed out of the title. He didn't get screwed out of the meteoric rise in his career. Anyway, yeah, so that's SummerSlam predictions. And once again, everybody, you can make your predictions all week long. And Kane Kittens will put together a spreadsheet. And you've got until 4 o'clock Eastern to get your picks in on Sunday, August the 18th. You've got until Saturday night at midnight Eastern to change your picks.
Right, and stay tuned to the rack because there'll probably be more matches at it.
Yeah, so you never know. It could happen. And that's SummerSlam. Now, on a personal note, I've got a little wrestling show being put on next Saturday night here in Calgary.
Say what?
Yeah, Canadian All Pro Wrestling. Something called I'm Number One.
That is something, all right. So tell us about it.
Well, the reason why it's called I'm Number One is because we're searching for a new number one contender. I sort of unofficially announced it last week, and it's still unofficial. However, Kamikaze has been suspended by the office because of his attack on Johnny Devine after losing the leather strap match on July 27th. So we need to find somebody to challenge for the Commonwealth title.
Get your title straight, Tim.
Not the Commonwealth title, the Commonwealth title.
Commonwealth, yes.
Yeah.
Will Johnny Devine be in action?
Johnny Devine will be in the building. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Will he be wearing his bondage gear?
He wears that leather kilt and crap now, and he's been doing that for a couple years, so I don't expect that to change.
Okay.
That's why he's the Dungeon Master.
That's why he's the Dungeon Master.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, but
who's all in this battle royal?
Oh, we've got guys like Andrew Hawks. We're looking at Alex Plexus. Slammer's coming back. Artemis will be in there. Maverick Mike Briggs making his triumphant return to Canadian All-Pro Wrestling after being on the shelf for a couple of months. Evan Adams, Dynamite Dan, Pete Powers, Alex Plexus, all those guys. They're going to be in the battle royal. Over the top battle royal, which is, I have to admit, it's one of my favorite matches of all time, is the battle royal. And if I had my way, we'd have a battle royal every 3 months, and then that would just like make other people sick of it, but I wouldn't be too upset. So it's probably a good thing I don't have my way.
Yeah, it is usually a good thing that you don't get your way. What else is
in this situation?
What else is on the show?
Well, Nicole Matthews interrupted Cat Powers and Ms. Dania in their rematch. And both of these ladies are going to be looking to extract revenge. We've got a three-way triple threat match happening between Cat Powers, Ms. Dania, and Nicole Matthews. And I got a feeling that it just might be a little bit of a teaming up between the two friendly rivals. going, you know, going against Nicole Matthews. And holy cow, did she ever deliver a clothesline from hell on this Dania. Folded that woman in three with it.
I would say clothesline from heck because, you know, hell is trademarked.
I don't give a damn.
Okay.
So there. It was one hell of a clothesline. Yeah.
There you go.
So those three women are going to be in action against each other. And, of course, Tex Gaines, guy who's so big, his ass has a separate postal code for you Americans. That would be a zip code. Taking on Jose Swervo for, yes, the third time. Tex has lost twice against this little Mexican. Can't beat the jumping bean. And can't believe that he's losing to the guy all the time. I'm worried for Jose. I think Jose is going to get the shit kicked out of him yet again. I don't know that he's going to be having his hand raised in victory at the end of the match this time, though.
So the Mexican won't be jumping around this time around?
Yeah, he'll be a Mexican bean. Okay. Not a Mexican jumping bean. Okay. So
just making you dig that even further, Tim. Anyway.
Yeah. So there you go. And so, yeah, it's a really stacked card. Whole bunch of action head your way. If you are listening, you're from Calgary, you're in the Calgary area, definitely check out the show. Tickets are on sale still. Advance, only $15. You can actually purchase them online now. You go to CanadianAllPro.com/tickets.php. You can actually purchase tickets for you and the kids.
Seriously? You can do
Seriously.
That now? Wow.
Yeah, through PayPal, so it's all safe and secure and shit.
Do you need to actually have PayPal to actually buy the
tickets? No, you don't need to have a PayPal account. That's what makes it absolutely awesome. You want to pay by credit card? We have supplied the methods and the means for you to do so. Just click on how many tickets you want for adults, how many tickets you want for kids, add to the cart, and when you're ready to check out, click on checkout. It'll take you to the PayPal payment page. And you have a choice of either logging into your PayPal account and paying by PayPal or adding your credit card information to pay by credit card. And once again, 100% completely secure. The transactions are done by PayPal. We never see any of the information, so you don't have to worry about that. Some people get a little nervous still. And it's usually the, you know, the people who are over the age of 32.
32.
Yeah, I figured, you know, because Omega's here, right, I better say 32.
Okay, whatever. So,
you know, watch your tongue if you want Omega to be here any longer.
So, again...
Wait a minute. You don't like old jokes, Omega?
Anyway, so your show
I'm assuming that's a yes, he doesn't.
He wants
to... I don't like old...
Wants new old jokes.
I don't like old jokes coming from someone who actually is old.
Well, you know, if I find somebody who actually is old, I'll tell them don't crack old jokes.
Tim, you're the oldest person on this network. Deal with it.
Yeah,
I am 27 with 20 years experience. Back off.
I think you should just be glad he's just limited it to this network.
I'm only 27 with 20 years experience. Back off.
You were just adding years to your life. So again,
shut up.
So again, when is your show?
It's Saturday, August the 17th at the Royal Canadian Legion number 1, located 116 7th Avenue Southeast. It's not a long weekend, so the trains are going to be running downtown. So you don't have to worry about trying to find a place to park. And you say, oh, I'm not going to go down there because there's nowhere to park. There's always places to park. On-street parking is free after 6. The doors open at 6. It's a win-win. If you have to drive, it's okay. You won't have to pay. But I recommend taking the train because the Legion sells Wobbly Pops at a really good price.
And again, how can they get tickets, Tim?
They can purchase them online. Go to CanadianAllPro.com and follow the links. You could also call 587-894-7369. Get them delivered. Or pick them up at Myth Games, which is located at 3434 34th Street, Northeast. I'm sorry. No, I didn't stutter. The address is 3434 34th Street, Northeast. Bada bing, bada boom.
And they can get tickets up until showtime?
advanced tickets will be available up, at least online, are available up until 6 p.m. If you want them delivered or anything like that, you've gotta have them ordered by Friday, anytime Friday night, you have to order your tickets. Because they'll be delivered by no later than 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. After that, then you have to buy online or pay full price at the door, which is only $20, which is still a hell of a great deal.
But we recommend you buying in advance.
Yes, because we want you to save money. Yes, the ticket prices did go up by a couple of dollars. That was out of necessity. Inflation's a bitch, and I apologize profusely, but it's out of my hands.
So once again, the show is this Saturday.
This coming Saturday night, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, and, you know, that's, there you go. We just previewed I'm Number One Canadian All Pro Wrestling. Why don't we do something called The Great Debate?
Welcome to this week's Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE champion of all time.
When that bell rings and the match is over, you are looking at the next WWE champion, and that's the Bobby Stone Cold Sexton.
This belongs to me, and this you earn. With blood, with sweat, with tears, and for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
Our Great Debate is up now, CM Punk versus Triple H, Mace.
Oh, we got long-reigning champion versus a guy who basically wanted to be Ric Flair at one point and just won titles for the sake of winning titles. You know what? I'm here with Triple H.
Oh!
Swerve. Outside of the long reign and beating Cena and disappearing through the crowd with the title, Punk only has a few moments, whereas Triple H had entire spans of time dedicated to him and his title reigns, and he became the King of Kings and the big spectacle and everything. Whereas Punk really got on the plate as champion. Surprise, surprise, by Triple H!
No one's bitter about that one. All right, so one for Triple H, Omega.
Let's make it interesting. Punk.
Why Punk?
Okay, yeah, he did get underplayed, but at the same time, I can't argue the quality of his championship reign, nor the other championships he's had. It's the number that he loves, 434. That's not just a number. That's hugely significant, especially in the day of ADD WWE, where it's hard for them to maintain anything for longer than 2 months at a time. You know, it was something that actually brought some credibility back to the championship at a time when it desperately, desperately needed it. During a thin talent pool and even thinner top card. Whereas Triple H back in the day, yeah, I'm not saying he's not a great champion or, you know, he's great to have a belt on because, you know, he was either the conquering hero or you desperately wanted to see someone take his head off. But we know a lot of those reigns were political. We know, a lot of them were, well, let's just put the belt on somebody type things. Now, a lot of them were just really unnecessary. You know, the comeback of DX where they were basically just there to interfere in matches and keep people from taking the belt off of him, which was just embarrassing, did nothing for the title. I'd say CM Punk did way more for the belt at a time when it needed it far more desperately.
Okay. Tim, you gotta break the tie. The game damn, or CM Punk?
Damn, he really backed up his choice. I'm going Triple H over CM Punk. CM Punk at some point in time just might wind up getting the vote, in my opinion, over Triple H. But that's going to be later on in his career, a lot further down. Sure, he held the title for 400 and whatever it was, in one shot, and that's all great, and it was fantastic. We loved it. We loved to love him and we loved to hate him, exactly when we were supposed to love him or hate him and all this other stuff. But despite what a lot of people still say about Triple H, he was what the WWE needed. When he was in that spot, he was, basically John Cena before John Cena, which is like saying he was, you know, Hulk Hogan for his era. He's done a little bit more because he's been around a little bit longer. And politics aside and marrying the boss's daughter and the fact that he's basically more or less on the brink of running the entire company, is neither here nor there. My choice is Triple H.
So the game moves on into the debate. Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, Omega, go.
And go. And go.
Okay, I'll go. Hulk Hogan.
Why are you going Hulk Hogan, Tim?
Because as much as we all bash him now, he's an old fart, he should stay off TV, blah de blah 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 blah. Let's face it, he did more for wrestling in 5 years. It's because of Hulk Hogan that guys like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart and Big Daddy Cool Diesel and CM Punk and Triple H and all those guys wound up being where they were in the situation that they are in. Hulk Hogan made professional wrestling mainstream. Now, he didn't do it by himself, neither did Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon provided the tools and the opportunity and the money. Hulk Hogan provided the charisma, the talent, and the personality, and he was the driving force. And it was a simpler time back then, simpler wrestling back then, blah, 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 blah. He's the guy that brought it into the limelight. Hulk Hogan wins.
Do you still need more time, Omega?
And go.
No.
All right, Mace, you're up.
Hulk Hogan, because outside of Shawn Michaels, beginning and end, we didn't remember shit about him holding a belt.
Omega?
I remember him getting punched out by Mike Tyson.
Technically, that was after he lost the title to Austin, sir.
Ha! Technically, Mace wins.
Technically, he said we don't remember shit about the time before or the end, during the beginning or the end. I just proved I remember something in the middle. Fuck him.
He was actually said something about actually holding the title that we didn't remember.
I remember the Mike Tyson angle with the X.
Judges,
Omega is correct.
Fuck you, Rock.
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan. Much as I hate to go against Shawn in this one. Yeah, he's the reason the business is here today. Really, it's kind of hard to argue that point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're down to our final four. And we'll crown the winner, who the greatest WWE champion of all time, next week.
That's freaky. Who are the final four? Hulk Hogan.
Bruno Sammartino versus Edge. Whoa. Triple H versus Hulk Hogan next week. We decide the greatest WWE champion of all time.
Wow.
Which means people need to come up with another great debate for us, or else we're going to have to drop the segment.
No, we'll have plenty. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. King Kittens will listen to the archive and give us an email containing 15 different ideas.
Yes, it's on you now, King Kittens. Think of something.
Yeah.
Which was the greatest great debate?
The greatest great debate in WTR history. Don't we have to have a few more debates first? I mean, a couple of them just, like, lasted for years at a time. So we didn't have that many?
By the way, Tim, fuck you.
What?
Fuck you for the comment of it lasting forever. Fuck you.
Why? You does the truth hurt?
Fuck you. Anyway,
no, no, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. Anyway, moving
on. It's all fuck you. He's a good guy.
Fuck you. That was one of the twins that Austin Powers got to shag. What are you talking about?
I thought he was one of the guys in the at my anime con this year.
No, Austin Powers picked up Japanese twins at one of his parties. Fuck you and fuck me.
No, never.
Well, no, he did. I'm just saying. Gee, don't we have something coming up now? Did you do, like, I don't know, quick hits? Because you're not doing buy and sell tonight?
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wildfire. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
That's Omega's favorite part of the show.
Yes, it is.
Lindsay's questions.
Mace, if you could be an animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
If I could be an animal for the rest of my life, what would I be? You know what? I'd be a koala. I know, typically Australian, huh? But, reasoning for this. Despite what a lot of people tend to think, the koala is actually a very aggressive animal. Sure, they may be cute and cuddly, and you can actually give them a cuddle in certain wildlife parks. However, they do have sharp claws, and their teeth are pretty much good enough to rip out somebody's throat. So think about it this way. I get to be a cute, cuddly bear that gets to slaughter people. It's very me, don't you think?
That would be right up your alley.
Yeah. But I get to hug all the girls and kill all the guys. It's great.
That is right up your alley, yeah. So there you go. Tim, what is the greatest movie of all time?
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Why?
Because it has absolutely everything, and it's really, 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 really story-driven. It's not mindless action. That has no story. It's actually a very, very good story. It's a very timeless movie, and it just holds up even today.
Well, and yet, in the probably 14 times I've tried to view it, I have never actually stayed awake through the entire thing.
Which just means I feel sorry for you because you're just into the mindless.
No, it just means your great movie fails.
No, it doesn't. Just because you fall asleep because you don't know greatness when it makes you stay awake.
And Tim, this is where I'm telling you that you're wrong, because apparently the greatest movie of all time, according to Entertainment Weekly, is Citizen Kane.
Well, so Entertainment Weekly's wrong, because Citizen Kane's in black and white.
So that's why they're wrong?
Yeah.
If you want to hear more movie discussion, listen to last night's CB Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's that rumbling I hear in the distance? Oh, wait, it's every single movie critic on the planet coming to kill Tim.
Fuck you, movie critics.
Omega, if someone brought you an action figure of yourself and asked you to sign it, what would your first reaction be?
Holy fuck.
Who the hell do I sue? I didn't approve this.
That's your first reaction?
Yeah.
Okay. And part two of that first question is,
Whoa, that's bullshit.
What do you think the action figure would actually be?
What would the action figure actually be?
We would call it the Omega Doll.
This says a lot about your marketing skills, Tim.
Like, oh, that had nothing to do with marketing skills. That was just taking a cheap shot at you.
That was a horrible shot. Anyway, continue.
Well, I told you it was cheap.
See, it would have to be... See, well, it's an action figure of me, so it actually has to be like, you know, your standard action figure, but needs some kind of transformer element to it, so... It'd probably come with, like, a toy camcorder that turned into a tank I could drive.
There you go.
And you push the button on the back and it spouts lines from his reviews.
There you go.
There you go.
First release edition comes with a mini silver bolt that says review more.
And this is where I say go to youtube.com/TGOmega and watch Scott McNeil sign stuff for Omega. Say what I did there. Shameless promotion on these
The guy has officially given up on trying to work out how Omega gets his stuff.
And before we move on, the question is, is it super possible that the fan girls can molest it?
Are you trying to ask if Omega's action figure is anatomically correct?
I'm just going by the question I was asked.
That is disgusting.
Anyway, moving on. Tim, would you rather be a miserable genius or a happy moron?
Well, I've been a miserable genius for most of my life. Might be interesting to find out. Well, no, I'd rather stay a miserable genius because my ex is a happy moron.
Maze, if you could have a celebrity guest, not celebrity guest, celebrity ghost to follow you and give you advice, who would it be and why?
Celebrity ghost following, okay. That's actually a good one. If I could have one dead person follow me around in ghost form for the rest of my life.
The dingo that ate the baby.
No, well, it's like you think. I'm trying to think. It's like, do I go with like a famous philosopher? Do I go with like someone in science? But then I realize I could go with Einstein, but that means I can't understand a fucking word he says.
Yeah, you see, I'm leaning towards John Belushi myself.
That would be interesting, actually. Actually, no, George Carlin.
There you go.
George Carlin, the man was wise beyond his years, and if he could just spout his teachings to me and I could put them forth out into the world, I'd be a very happy man.
I think that Omega would approve.
Yeah.
Today. Yep.
Okay, Omega. Based on last night's conversation, cut a promo on Spug about fighting him in a dress on a pole match.
Dress on a pole match.
Mm-hmm.
It's related to the little story about the loser wears a dress match you talked about, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And then, you know, other people wanting, you know, to have certain kittens of promos. You know, it all ties together.
Oh, God, I hate you. God, you can't ask that tonight.
Why can't
I? I don't have anything in me right now.
Then you totally lose the match.
I'm trying. I've got nothing here.
All right, you got 1 week. You better come up with the greatest promo in the history.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're not going to let you get out of this one. You just got 1 week. To cut the greatest promo in the history of promos. Are you up for the challenge?
Fucking hate you all.
We hear that regularly from you.
So there you go. Omega has 1 week. Cut the promo on the spot.
You want it now?
Oh, you want it now? You're ready now? Go ahead.
Put yourself on the spot.
I'm giving you a week, but okay.
Yeah, you're giving me a week, but fuck it.
You'll just do it live.
Because, well, I'll, no, because what'll happen is I will forget it, and I'll be in the exact same fucking spot next week. So, you're a bunch of assholes, and here we go.
How did I get roped into this?
It's your show.
I didn't make up the fucking question.
Still your show. It's your fault by proxy.
God damn it. Well, then you're partly to blame by proxy, too. And go.
You know what, Spug? I've been wanting to prove something for a long damn time. And tonight, I finally get my chance. See, you and me, we do think alike. We are warriors in that ring. We speak a different language to each other. A language of violence. Through our fists, we know what the other is thinking. When you feel my fist upon your face, you know I am trying to end you. Everything I have to say to you, I speak through pain. But when you speak back, you say nothing. Your fists are empty. Your punches, everything in you is telling me one thing. You're scared. You have nothing in you that can do anything to me. You speak the language in whispers. And you speak like a girl. So tonight, I'm going to give you a lesson in the language of violence. And by the time we're done, everyone will know what a girl you truly are. And Spug, the lesson begins now.
Oh my god, the ham! I feel like I need to make a sandwich, there was so much ham in that speech.
Pork chops, get your pork chops here.
It's pro wrestling, what, you want Oscar?
I'm laughing for a couple of reasons. He's going to take that and clip it up to complete shreds and use it against you in future episodes of anything on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
He's going to play it against me.
He's going to do it with this. But the other thing is, I've seen you, and I've seen Spug, and your promo was good, but it just does not match what you look like.
I know. This is just a metaphorical imagination moment, you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, Mace doesn't disagree because I heard him chuckle.
Yeah, I know. If I was cutting this promo live, there's no fucking chance.
The thing is, I've seen Omega cut promos before. It's absolutely hilarious. How many Dragon Belts do you have again, dude?
Oh, God.
By the way, we should congratulate our own Spug for winning his first championship last night.
Oh, he did. What did he win?
He is now the United States champion for a promotion that I don't remember the name of, but he won his title and he called in with us last night and, you know, talked about his victory, where he beat a girl to win the title.
Oh, well. Well, okay. Yeah. My congratulations are somewhat tempered now.
But with all of his hard work, he deserves a congratulations for actually winning a championship.
Congratulations, Bug. Congratulations, Spug. You beat a girl.
And there you have it.
I was going to say something, but yeah, up next, try and beat Omega. But, you know, Omega looks like a girl anyway, so...
It's the hair, Doug. It's the hair. He hates us all. You know that, right?
Oh, totally.
Yep. But we're used to that. Everybody, thanks for tuning in.
Language of violence, all of you.
There you go. That's all he's got to say. Language, and then we know our ass is grass. There it is. Language of violence. That's the,
so scared.
Yeah, that's the magic word. See the magic word, $100.
Well, here's the thing. I have a translator. It's called a hammer.
Okay, with that, we're out of here. Everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, 1 hour later, next Sunday night, because of SummerSlam, we shall review the pay-per-view. We'll let you know what happened at Canadian Opera Wrestling. We'll finish off the great debate. Just a whole bunch of loose ends getting tied up next Sunday night. And a nice, neat little bow, 11 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow, they might actually do an episode of the post-Raw show.
The Raw post-show returns after a one-week break live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Join myself and Lindsay Ward as we break down the go-home edition of SummerSlam.
Yeah, and then, of course, on Tuesday nights, Alan Wojcik prays and hopes that people will agree to be interviewed live on his show.
He'll be speaking with Jimmy Carteris and fuck you, Jim.
Sorry, Rock, was that too much?
Anyway, I'm yeah. Jimmy Eastern live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Okay, now that was, you owe me one for that. Wednesday night, nothing's happening, dude, so like, go fly a kite. Thursday.
Thursday night's the rack.
7:30 Eastern.
11 p.m. Eastern. 11 p.m. Eastern, Tim.
11 p.m. Eastern. Lindsay, you're in the chat room. Pimp your show, woman.
Anyway, we'll recap Impact, preview SummerSlam, all the news and notes you can handle. Yeah, it's Rack. Check out RackRadioShow.com. And go check out our exclusive Rack Extra, because we didn't have time on Thursday to do a Total Divas special. So check it out. RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. The Rack Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Saturday night, midnight Eastern, as close as I can get to it. It's the weird. It's the wacky. It's the insane. It's the criminal-minded. It's the bully show, CB Radio.
Where last night we created the technology screen. What the technology screen was, we put up Twitter feed on the screen. It's now our technology screen. So yes, join myself, Rob Park, Subway, and Ace, who's now full-time kind of on the show, midnight-ish, CB Radio.
I'm going to have to listen again if Ace is on the show partly full-time.
He was live-tweeting during the show, and he did over 150 tweets.
There you go. All right, and everybody, a little bit of a treat for you. Check out CanadianAllPro.com. Watch the main event, Dungeon Master Johnny Devine taking on Kamikaze in a leather strap match. It's actually posted on the Canadian All-Pro website main page. If you live in the Calgary area, get your tickets ASAP for Saturday's show. We're expecting one hell of a turnout. Don't miss out, because if the place gets packed up to standing room only, we got to turn people away. It's going to suck to be you if you don't have your tickets in advance. And, of course, Sunday, catch us talking about SummerSlam and what happened. That being said, get out of here. See ya. Bye.
Wildtalkradio.com.